Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Double Shelix. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Sally, and we're super excited to have Caroline Winnett, the Executive Director of Skydeck Berkeley, here with us today to talk about her journey with Skydeck and their mission and how they're helping entrepreneurship be more accessible to everyone. Thank you so much for being here with us today and inviting us to Skydeck. You have an amazing facility. I've never been here before. This is incredible. So can you just start with your background and education and sort of how you got started at Skydeck and like what how your journey led you here?
Sure. Well, happy to talk to you both today. I am a Cal Bear, so most important. I'm a Haas grad, MBA. Before that, I started out at Brown University for undergrad, ended up getting a music performance degree from a conservatory. At the Indiana University School of Music, where I got my violin performance degree. And my first career was professional concert violinist. So I'm actually by training an artist. But I knew, even when I was playing the violin, which I loved, that I wanted to go into business someday. So I planned to get an MBA, and then I was fortunate to get one from Haas. And then launched a career in startups and small businesses. First ran my family publishing company, and then started my startup career and launched a few. Some of them did well. Some of them were learning experiences. The two that did well were acquired. And then since then, ended up here at Skydeck running this wonderful program with all these wonderful Cal entrepreneurs.
Wow. I can't imagine being at the point where you're doing concert violin and then thinking ahead to what you're doing now. You had some interest, but it was probably hard to visualize that.
Well, I just knew that I loved the idea of creating businesses. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how I would do it or where I would do it, but I knew at some point I would do it, and I figured the best way to do that, since I was a violinist by training, would be to get an MBA, right, and get some great grounding in business. And so that's how it all started.
Cool. Well, could you tell us a little bit more about Skydeck itself?
So Skydeck is UC Berkeley's startup accelerator and incubator. We have two floors here in the beautiful Skydeck building downtown, a block from campus. And we have two programs, acceleration program. We take about 20 startups every 6 months, and we give them $100,000 via our dedicated venture fund. And then we have mentorship. We have this great workspace. We have hundreds of advisors and a huge network of Cal alums and faculty and staff and students who all we bring together to help these startups grow and launch. And then we present them at a formal demo day at the end of those 6 months. Last demo day had over 500 investors. So it was quite a packed room. So that's our accelerator program. We also have an incubator program. And those companies, we take up to 100 every 6 months. And those companies can be very early stage. A lot of them are student startups, and maybe they're too early for the accelerator program, or perhaps they're even later stage, but they want to be connected to our community. And those companies, we bring them into our network, and we're especially open for that program. We're looking for students, faculty, who would like to join our program via that track as well.
What's the timeline for these companies? So you mentioned that the hot desking companies can kind of, or that's
The incubation track
mm-hmm. can sort of be at any stage. So when mm-hmm. does a company know that it's sort of their time to go into the more acceleration track of Skydeck? And mm-hmm. what do you look for? And like, what's the timeline of?
Sure. So those companies for the accelerator program, they're ready to begin interacting with customers. They're ready to scale, launch their product and develop their product. And eventually interact with investors, so which can be about 4 to 6 months after joining. Now, this depends on the type of company. So we're fortunate as a Berkeley program that we can accept any industry. So everything from biotech to enterprise software, hardware, to consumer applications, we can host all of that here at Skydeck. So a biotech company is obviously going to be a very different type of company that we evaluate versus a hardware company versus an enterprise software company. And we have dedicated advisors and investors for each of those companies. So for a biotech company, we're looking for some very strong data that shows that they have some sort of compound discovery that has a future And then for something like a consumer application, we want to see some traction. We want to see some customers, and we want to see some growth.
What is the breakdown of students that versus faculty that are bringing ideas? And also, any general trends in which of these sectors you tend to have more applications from, like biotech versus technologies of other mm-hmm. sorts?
So we have many applications in many different industries. That's always true. I would say that we tend to follow a bit of trends in the startup industry. So if the hot trend is blockchain, if the hot trend is genomics, if the hot trend is something else, we'll tend to see a lot of application in those industries. Because we have a lot of students and faculty coming to the program, we get a lot of hard tech and science, which we love. So we get things that have come from a professor's lab. We get technology that's been developed on campus, patented by the university, and just ideas that are coming from the minds of our brilliant students and faculty.
Cool. So you mentioned the really strong Berkeley connection between SkyDeck and the main campus, but also, I mean, in Silicon Valley, there's a lot of accelerator programs. There's a lot of like other organizations similar to SkyDeck that give money to a lot of startups at this very early stage. But can you sort of lay out more specifically like what makes SkyDeck unique to other programs and how it's related to sort of the campus connection?
So SkyDeck is actually a one of a kind. We haven't seen anything like that. And the reason that we are is that there's no other university that has intentionally launched a very large and growing accelerator. So many universities have partnered with organizations or launched them on campus, and there's many great programs, there's many varieties. But in terms of a university from campus leadership on down saying, we want to have our own accelerator that is not a separate entity, that's not a partner, that's not something that's an offshoot of something else. It is our program. We are Berkeley here at SkyDeck. That's unusual. So we haven't seen anything quite like that. It was quite a bold move for Berkeley to set up SkyDeck to give us the kind of resources that we need to get off the ground, and then let us do what we needed to do as a program to really thrive and grow, and we've been able to do that. The other thing that is really unique about what we do and that we have seen nowhere else is that we are a university program that partners with a private venture capital fund. And the way that we do that is this enables us to bring this venture capital to these startups, which we as a university can't do. That's not a, you know, we're not in the business of venture capital at UC Berkeley. We're in the business of education. But venture capital is in the business of venture capital. And so we found a wonderful fund manager, who's a Berkeley alum, by the way, to launch this fund for us. And here's what's really, really amazing, what really gets us excited. The Venture Capital Fund, it's called the Berkeley SkyDeck Fund, is our exclusive partner. The fund invests in all the startups here. And the fund will share, per our contractual agreement, one half of fund profits with campus.
So that's like in 50 years when Berkeley, University of California, Berkeley owns a significant and gets profits from a significant portion of the next Lyft or the next whatever.
Exactly. So all we have to do is find those next big moonshot startups. The fund invests and Berkeley shares in that benefit. And what we hope to do here at SkyDeck is to set up an enduring program with the more funds as they grow and our program as we grow, that is a significant and enduring source of revenue to fund education on campus.
Hmm. So our listeners are a lot of graduate students and also other students along various stages of their career. Looking into this type of entrepreneurship, they may ask different questions. So for example, if I'm a person who doesn't look like a stereotypical Silicon Valley entrepreneur, why should I pursue funding a company?
So that's a question that we are hoping that people stop asking. And in our way, this is how we're hoping to do that. Because we're Berkeley, we very much value inclusion and diversity. That is very much who we are, and we bring those values to SkyDeck. And the way we think about it at SkyDeck is not only that a Berkeley value, it's a campus value that's very important for many, many reasons. But it's also a very practical advantage that we can have. So if SkyDeck can recognize talent in founders who are overlooked by other accelerators and other funds because they don't fit the stereotype of a typical founder, that's an advantage that we have. And I think that we do uniquely have that because of who we are and because of the kind of values we have here at Berkeley. So we're looking for founders who don't fit the mold, who don't have the typical resume, who don't look the typical way, and all of those things. There's a lot of talent, and we at SkyDeck feel that talent can be anyone and come from anywhere. And with applications open now, we are more than ever looking for founders who would feel welcome here, which is what we're very much trying to convey.
That's awesome. And I think you mentioned the latest round of applications are due on the 30th. So we'll probably, I think we'll get this episode out next week. So by the time you're listening to this, applications are still open and you should definitely apply. And a Berkeley connection of some sort is sort of a prerequisite, or is that changing, or?
So that's one affiliation. So you're, if as a founder, you can have anybody on your startup team who can be either affiliated with Berkeley, so that's student, faculty, staff, alumni, or postdoc or visiting scholar, by the way. Or you can have one of those affiliations with one of our sister campuses or one of the national labs. And if you are outside the U.S. And you don't have any of those affiliations, you can still apply and qualify via our Global Founder Program.
Wow, so a lot of different connections.
Right.
That's great.
We always look first and foremost at any application that comes with a Berkeley founder because, of course, we are Berkeley. And so if you check that box on the application that you're Berkeley, guarantee we're going to take a very close look at your application.
What about alumni connections?
Oh, absolutely. Alumni, yes. Any CalBear affiliation.
So as Kayla mentioned, like a lot of our listeners are graduate students and Kayla and I are graduate students and we're working on stuff in the lab. And I mean, not every idea and not every research project is destined to be a $1 billion idea. But if we have something promising, sort of before we're at the founding stage, like at the very early steps, what do you recommend to students or researchers or scientists who are kind of thinking about taking the step toward taking their technology and translating it to some sort of company?
So the great thing about what's going on at Berkeley is that there's so much more in the startup ecosystem than even in the 4 years ago when I joined here at SkyDeck. So here's a couple of options. Our incubator program, our hot desk program, is for founders who are super early stage, don't know if this is a company, maybe it's a gleam in your eye at this point, right? So you can apply, and we will always try to make room for founders who are especially current students and current faculty in the hot desk program. We won't turn you away. We will bring you into SkyDeck in some way. And the SkyDeck hot desk program, you'll have access to all the events here. You can access the network. And most important, meet other people who are maybe at the same stage or in a different stage in the startup journey and learn from them. There's also many other programs on campus. There's fantastic programs run by the Sutarja Center. There's also, the hospital has a number of entrepreneurship education programs. And there's a lot of other resources around campus. There's a great site. The URL is begin.berkeley.edu. And we all put together all of the campus resources for entrepreneurship and innovation. Go have a look. And if you're not quite finding what you need, click the box for email and someone will get back to you.
That's great.
Awesome.
So what if I'm at another university and working there and want to make my own SkyDeck there? Is this idea spreading to other schools?
So we always encourage other universities to look at what we do and think, is what would work for your university? So there's a couple of factors that come into play if, can my university launch a SkyDeck? There's a couple things that can be controlled and some that can't. So we're incredibly fortunate here at Berkeley that we have the factors. So one is we are one of the world's top research universities. We have the talent. We have the labs. We have the brain trust, right? And we are smack dab in the middle of Silicon Valley, right? So that all coming together means that not only do startups come from Berkeley, but they want to come to Berkeley. So that gives us a very unique opportunity. But whatever university you are, you're going to look and see, do we have talent? Do we have engineering and business schools? do we have sort of a critical mass of people who would like to start companies? That's number one. Number two, do you have campus leadership who really wants to make this an important initiative? So if you have those two, then where are you? Are you in a tech center? Are you out completely in the middle of nowhere technology and startup-wise? What can you do, right? Maybe you can find a different location, or maybe you can have a program that feeds into something else. But whatever university you are, this is what we have found ourselves creating here at SkyDeck, and we encourage other people to look at. And that is that this is a new model for funding education. And that model is universities partner with venture capital to share in the fund profits and jointly work together to nurture and attract startups to their and from their ecosystem. And what we found with our venture capital partner was that the Berkeley SkyDeck Fund was delighted to share the fund profits with us. It's not given grudgingly. It is given happily because Berkeley is a co-equal partner in this. So we have this platform, right? SkyDeck is, you can think of it as a platform for accelerating startups. And not just from Berkeley, but to Berkeley. So we think other universities can look at that and think, what is our way to partner with venture capital and share those profits so that we both benefit?
Cool. So thinking, like zooming out from the sort of SkyDeck perspective, you're also obviously the executive director, you're kind of a big deal, and also in the broader Silicon Valley scene. So in the broader sort of entrepreneurship ecosystem right now, what are some things that you've identified that are missing? And what do we do to sort of fix some of the systemic problems that you might have identified?
Oh, the systemic problems are legion. and really quite well known. I mean, the representation is not where it needs to be. And fortunately, there's quite a lot of awareness and intentional efforts to fix the fact that the number of women and underrepresented minorities that launch and get businesses funded is depressingly small, right? And not moving that much, which is the second depressing thing. There's a lot that we can all do. And what we're doing at SkyDeck, and I think we're uniquely capable of doing, is we're not just in the startup industry, but we are in the educational business of education. So not only do we have startups here and investors and advisors, but we are part of UC Berkeley and our thousands and thousands of students. So we're looking at how can we, as a program within a university, actually meaningfully move those numbers. So we have a couple things that we've launched. Number one, we need to get women and underrepresented minorities, we need to give the message that it's very clear to them that they are welcome here. This is something that all accelerators need to do. Some of this is easy and some of it's hard. The easy things are make sure that all your websites and your images and your communication, your language is inclusive, right? That's a relatively easy thing to do, and we try to attempt to do that, right? So if you look at our website and you listen to our language, it sounds like everyone's welcome. So that's one relatively easy thing to do. Another relatively easy thing to do is to make sure that people can have conversations with each other as part of these groups. So I just hosted a lunch just today for our female founders and brought in one of our advisors who is working very intentionally over many years to help nurture and support women entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. That is what she's been doing. She's been thinking about it for a long time. She's a woman of color herself. So we hosted that lunch. The women in the room get to talk to each other. This is important for all underrepresented groups so that they feel this place is a place where I'm welcome and I can voice my opinions and I can be heard by the leadership here. Again, relatively easy thing to do. So have we done it for all underrepresented groups? Not yet, but we shall. Harder things to do. Train founders, and this is something that we are doing, train founders underrepresented groups and women, when they pitch and when they present themselves to investors and customers, to absolutely do that with every advantage that they can. So people who will immediately be dinged on the scale of credibility, right, women and underrepresented founders, have to come to that table having gotten rid of every physical sign that might indicate they're not credible. Every kind of presentation weakness must be addressed, right? So we train our founders. All of our founders are trained in pitching and presenting, especially the women founders and the founders of underrepresented minorities. We take a special care to make sure that when they stand up to pitch to a customer or investor, they're absolutely shining as bright as they can.
Besides promulgating what women and people from underrepresented groups kind of already know, which is that you have to work five times as hard to get the same amount of credibility, to get the same amount of respect, is Skydeck doing anything sort of, you said that at the demo day you had 500 investors, and so you do have some sort of, you know, investors want to be able to have access to the Skydeck team. So are you doing anything from that perspective to say like, hey, you're an investor with a bad history of who you fund, or you're an investor with a history of sexual harassment, you're not welcome at Skydeck? Like, are you doing anything on the other end of the problem with investors who are the ones who are making these choices consciously or not about who they fund and why some people are credible and some people are, you know, a risk?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So there's a couple things that we're doing that are not, okay, women and founders of underrepresented minorities, you just have to be better and that's going to solve the problem, which obviously won't solve the problem. The other side of that coin is to train the people who are not those people. How do they be inclusive? So right. We just launched course training for our startups. We just had the first two sessions to do exactly that. So there's a Berkeley PhD named Cara Summit, and her company is called Genderlens, and she does inclusiveness training. She held those classes at Skydeck, and essentially it is formal training for your young startup. Here's how you launch an inclusive culture, and here's how you maintain it. So that's part of the core curriculum now. The other part of the core curriculum that we've launched is training for men only to get into the room. And then a consultant named Patrick Ford, who's a Haas alum, will talk to them about, so you're a man, how do you make sure that your company doesn't fall into the traps that many do and end up with your women founders not staying or not feeling welcome? So men have to have their own conversation as well. So we just started that, this cohort. And then, you know, in terms of investors, what we'd really like to get to is someplace where we're actually formally training investors. Here's what we've done so far. We have had a couple of fireside chats. We've had a couple of informal conversations with investors where we're encouraging investors to talk to each other about how much they particularly want to change these numbers. And what we've heard from investors is a lot of very intentional, we would like to be better. We don't know how. Mm. One of the things that we think we can do as Berkeley is that we can tap into the educational programming, the research that's going on campus with folks like Agal at Haas, the Center for Equity, Gender, and Leadership. There's people that are really digging into, in an academic way, why do people behave this way? How do we change that behavior? Mm. We haven't launched programming for that yet, but it is something that is on our mind that we, again, are uniquely capable of doing because we're not just an accelerator, we're UC Berkeley.
Awesome.
On that note, is there anything specific that you wish entrepreneurs or investors knew? Like, any few thoughts on that?
Well, I hope everybody knows about Skydeck and and is excited about our mission to fund education and be the world's top global accelerator, which is our goal, of course. We're Berkeley. We have big goals and dreams. So the same way Berkeley aims to be the world's top research university, we aim to be the world's top global accelerator, and that's our goal. We hope that everybody knows that Skydeck applications are open to any of our sister campuses, in addition to Berkeley founders. We hope that people who are listening who are alums know that we're open to Berkeley alums. And if there's startups outside the U.S. who are listening and you're interested in joining UC Berkeley and becoming part of this thriving community, that you're eligible to join as well.
Cool. And by sister campuses, you mean any of the other University of California system schools?
Right. That's
cool.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
A lot of times people want to know, what does it take to get a startup into Skydeck? That's a common question. So if you're applying to Skydeck to the Accelerator Program, and that's the program where you receive $100,000 in investment by the Berkeley Skydeck Fund, we like to think of it as we're looking for a few main drivers for that startup. Number one, we're looking for a team that we feel is incredibly qualified to solve the problem that they want to solve and incredibly motivated. So this can be someone who just graduated and maybe they have a problem that they encountered that's a personal problem for them or something that became personal to them. And the problem can be, you know, anything from a large social problem or to something very, very personal. So we're looking for the right team. We're looking for, of course, the idea. Is this an idea that has some core technology behind it? Is there a scientific discovery behind it that is very hard to duplicate, right? So there's a competitive moat around this. Is it something that's hard to execute? And we feel that the founders are uniquely capable to do this. And because we're open to all industries, this idea could be as simple as a consumer messaging app on Facebook, which is a startup that we took previous cohort and is doing really well, to a gene therapy company that's found a new way to overcome the body's natural immune system response to gene therapy. That's another company that was in a recent cohort. And then the third thing we're looking for, as investors look for and our fund is looking for and therefore we are looking for, is there a big market for this, right? Is there potential for this? And that's where we put on our caps and stare into the future and hope that we get something right about this. But some idea that this could grow into a $1 billion company. And we're not always right as investors and accelerators, but we're willing to take a chance. And so we look for a founder with a really powerful story and real grit and determination to make that company grow.
And then any last thoughts that you want to share, even perhaps about your own experience moving into a business that you think someone else might benefit from?
So as a violinist by training, moving into business was a big jump for me. And I was very fortunate that UC Berkeley took a chance on a violinist. And I have to say that the same way UC Berkeley took a chance on me, we look at our founders the same way. So in talking later, much later, many years after I graduated with the director of admissions, I asked her, why did you let me into the program? I had no business. I had very little business experience. I had a little bit. But I'd been playing the violin, right? I had an undergraduate degree in violin performance. And I asked her, and she said, Caroline, if you could learn to play the violin and get through one of the hardest conservatory programs in the world, we figured that you could probably handle the MBA program, and we were right because you did, and now you're doing great. And the same way Berkeley looked at me that way, we look at our founders. So our founders who are coming to us may have never done business before. In fact, many of them haven't. But we can look at who they are as a person and see, do you follow through? Do you have grit and determination? Do you aim high? Do you take big leaps? Are you all in? And there's ways to discover that, even if it's in something totally different. Maybe you excelled at something in high school or in college. If you just got a PhD from Berkeley, we know that you work really hard and you're very smart and you're very focused and dedicated. So that in and of itself. But what if you don't have a PhD from Berkeley, right? We try to look again at founders that others might overlook. Right? Look at founders that don't have a top-tier university degree, or founders that maybe took time off to have children, or founders that are older, very much overlooked by the venture capital industry.
Even though they're like statistically more successful.
Exactly.
Than people right out of college or whatever.
Data doesn't always dispel myths, but yeah, and it is a big failing of the startup industry, ageism. And so that's something, if you look around the founders here, this current cohort, we have founders, youngest is 19 and the oldest is in their 50s. So I hope that we really have our blinders off when we're looking at that.
Great.
Awesome.
I think the last thing we love to do on our show is have shameless plug time. Mm-hmm. So if there's any last things that you really want everyone to know, any last plugs, for it can be anything, please share.
Yeah, obviously everyone should apply to the Skydeck program by April 30th. But also we've had past guests plug like their surf instructor, like a really good book they read, their own really good book that they wrote. Like what are you excited about or looking forward to in the next?
So the most exciting thing about being here at Berkeley is the incredibly smart and talented and big thinking people around here on campus. So my shameless plug is for everybody to think absolutely as big as they possibly can and to take your moonshot. And because you're at Berkeley, there will be a program, there'll be a professor, there'll be somebody you can connect to take that huge moonshot. So think like Berkeley and take a moonshot.
Awesome. That's so inspirational. Even if you're not listening to this from Berkeley, you can still pretend. I don't know.
You can feel the inspiration coming through the mic. Well, that's great. This has been a really good interview, and we're very appreciative of your time and sharing all of these thoughts with us.
Great talking to you today. And go Bears!
Go Bears! Go Bears.
Thank you so much.
So we hope you enjoyed this episode with Caroline, and we're really excited to share with you the next episodes in our Journey series.
It was awesome to have Caroline as a guest and to hear her perspective on entrepreneurship and the startup life, and we're really excited. The next guest from our Journey series is going to be someone that is living that startup life right now as a founder. So with that, thank you for listening. Please subscribe to Double Shelix on wherever you're listening to this podcast. Tell your friends about the podcast. We really do rely on your support to get the word out about the work that we're doing. And you can follow us on Twitter at Double Shelix Pod, and we're on Instagram at Double Shelix Podcast. And everything you need to know is on doubleshelix.com. And thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.